Okay, so this is from the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is dated in the. This is letter number 913, which is dated on the fifth day of Adar Aleph in the year Tavshinam, Brooklyn. Shalom ubracha, peace and blessing. And the Rebbe writes this in Yiddish. This is in response to your letter. You're asking for a blessing for your son. Says the name here, who is in the army. The son was in the army. So I'm going to ask you, the Rebbe says, that you should write and instruct your son that he should be careful to put on tefillin every day.
This is the American army.
I'm assuming so. I'm assuming that. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm assuming so. And the Rebbe says, send him the attached here message from my father-in-law. The Rebbe must have sent him some note that his father-in-law sent to the soldiers. And also, if you would write me the name of his mother, then the Rebbe would ask him for a blessing for him, his mother's name. And may God protect your son, so he shall live, and he shall come home healthy. The Rebbe says, it also interests me to know whether there are public classes in your shul, whether there is public study groups in the shul, and is there a minyan every day, and whether they say Tehillim after the davening every morning, after every day in the morning, do they say Tehillim? The Rebbe says, I'm also attaching the receipts for the amounts that you sent. And the Rebbe says, there is the discretionary fund. He says, that's a fund that has been established by my father-in-law, the Rebbe. The Rebbe is referring to him. And we help with those people who are embarrassed to take openly tzedakah. They don't want to come out openly. That's the way we help from this. The work in North Africa, which is Morocco, Tunisia, the other place, has begun based on the instruction from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that he has given to us before his passing. And right now there is already over there, there is a yeshiva gedola, a big yeshiva. There's a small yeshiva for younger, for older. And there is also a teacher seminary to Talmud Torahs for, I guess the Talmud Torahs are those who went to public school and or other schools and then they just went there for some time, and the yeshiva is a full-time Hebrews. And there's also girls' schools, and there's also evening classes, etc. The work has just begun, and we need large sums in order to be able to continue this. And Hashem, it will help that it should be with success, with blessing, and also regards to those who daven there. So apparently, the Rebbe is also telling these people, the Rebbe is raising funds for the activities that are taking place over there. As we said many times, in those days, the Rebbe wasn't only instructing, but the Rebbe is also the fundraiser. And he needed to make sure that the institutions will exist. I mean, and as we read in earlier letters, the Rebbe said it was very little money can buy you a very lot. And, you know, and when you consider Yiddishkeit and you consider the person's future to being connected to the Jewish people, so a couple of dollars isn't a lot when you can save a life or things like that. And that's the work the Rebbe did.